Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time to review the box beef and finished cattle trade for last week ending July 7th. Here's Ed Servin with the USDA Livestock Market News, Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout was $192.65 on Friday, and that was fully $2 lower compared to the previous Friday. The weekly total for the daily spot volume was only 845 loads, but this was a holiday week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at $192.27, which was about $1.30 lower than the previous week. The total reported box beef volume for the week was 7,762 loads, which was about 1,400 loads less than last week and 2,150 loads less than 2 weeks ago. The formula trade was down considerably also at only 2,977 loads when it's been running around 3,400 loads each week. But again, this was a holiday week. The outfront sales were 1,096 loads, which was about 340 loads less than last week and only about half of what it was 2 weeks ago. Export sales dropped to 928 loads compared to 1,165 the previous week. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were mixed with chucks steady to $3 lower, but once again there was some firmness noted on the rounds. The middle meats, the ribs and loins were mixed again also, and the loins were fully $3 to $7 lower, but the ribs were uneven with select cuts $6 lower and the choice cuts $6 higher. 50% trimmings ended the week $4 lower at $48.50, and that compared to the previous Friday. The cow cutout continues to trade in a very narrow range, was about steady as dry weather in some areas has brought a few more cows to town. Looking at the finished cattle trade, was mostly a dollar higher. Texas and Kansas live sales were at 117. Nebraska and Iowa saw 117 to 118. And Colorado had a few live sales at 117. The dress sales were mostly steady at 185 to 188. Harvest weights continue to increase following the pattern that has been ongoing this year. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 14 pounds heavier at 1,266 pounds last week, possibly affected by the limited negotiated calf sales the past 2 weeks. But that compares to about 1,266 last year, so it's pretty much the same as a year ago. Latest average national steer carcass weight only jumped 1 pound to 853 pounds, but that compares to only 833 pounds last year and 820 pounds in 2010, giving us carcass weights that are 20 to 30 pounds heavier than both of the last 2 years. Don't forget that adding 20 pounds to every carcass is like adding 13,000 more cattle to the finished cattle harvest each and every single week. Packers pulled about 50,000 head of contracted cattle last week from the 195,000 head that they have available for July. The nearby CME month switched to August and prices closed at 119.20 on Friday, which was pretty much steady as they traded in a very narrow range during the week. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, auction receipts were almost non-existent during this holiday week, which is a normal seasonal pattern, and that was probably also impacted by the rapidly falling prices that we've seen lately. The market trend was mostly steady on a very limited test of yearlings, with a few that were weaker and a few that were firm. However, stocker-type cattle continue to drop and were $3 to $10 lower on very light receipts also. The big news during the last couple of weeks has been the Superior Video Auction that offered almost a quarter million head with a very good representation of calves for fall delivery out of the Northern Plains and Mountain regions. There were 19,000 head of 545-pound northern steers contracted for fall delivery that averaged 178.29, and that compares to 190 the previous sale. There were about 14,000 head of 630-pound steers for fall delivery out of the north that averaged 168.13, and that compares to 175.93 the previous sale. Don't forget, the sales were about 3 weeks apart, and the price declines follow what has happened in the local and regional auctions. The nearby CME feeder cattle was at 146.52 on Friday, which is about $5 lower than the previous Friday and down considerably from the 161 that we saw early in the month of June. Rising corn prices have dramatically increased cost of gains and put tremendous pressure on feeder cattle prices. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.